we need to start saying, like, welcome back to Riding Along the Waves, remember?
Welcome back to Riding Along the Waves.
as if you know, as if you like it.
As if gusto. I'm ready.
Do you feel that it's going to be me this time who messes this up and then we have to start all over again?
Unacceptable.
Unacceptable. Tuesday, maybe each week we should just record two and just know that one of them's going to really suck.
No.
As we kind of get into the groove.
No.
Okay.
One time. Make it work.
You're a one-time pony?
Yeah. One trick pony.
Per week. One trick per week.
One trick per week.
All right.
45 minutes.
Not a... What's that song? Like 5 Minute Man?
I don't know.
Okay. Anyways, how was your weekend?
It was good. How was your weekend?
I feel like I don't want to jinx anything, but I feel like we're kind of getting into a pattern. I've noticed, I mean, we've only done 4 episodes, so I don't know if you can really say pattern, but it's like our first one, we were coming off of a terrible few weeks, and then we had a really redemptive weekend, and then 2 weeks ago was another terrible weekend, and I feel like we've had a really good week again. Do you agree?
Yeah, it was much better weekend. A lot of road time going busy. I'm ready for next weekend to be more low key.
Yes. Yeah, it was crazy busy. I mean, let's just start. I don't even know where to start. So I think earlier this week, your mom texted us and was like, hey, can I, like, out of nowhere, and asked if she could take the girls for a night to go dye Easter eggs.
Yep.
And we weren't going to ask, like, we hadn't even come up with any plans or anything. And then as soon as she said that, we were like, yes, because that meant that we could sleep after months of not sleeping.
Yeah, it was well needed. I mean, were the kids sick last week?
I don't know. They're sick again. Why are you looking at me like that?
No, I'm thinking last week. I think they were fine last week. Maybe a couple of coughs here and there, but nothing crazy, right?
No, we haven't had anything crazy, knock on wood, for a few weeks, but I swear I just got over a cough. I'm still on my antibiotics.
Are you?
Yeah. Well, I forgot about them for a few days, so I had to finish them. I know, but I'm going to finish them. I'm going to turn this away from you because you're just staring at yourself in the camera again.
Because, yeah, it's easier. I'm staring at us, not myself.
Why would you not want to look at your beautiful wife?
Well, because sometimes at the camera, like, I feel like if I look at you, they just get the side of my face. So if I stare at the screen, I'm doing a nice 45 degree angle between you and the camera face.
I know. Ideally, you know, if we enjoy still doing this, which I'm having a grand old time, we should reconvene so we're not just like slouched on a couch with this white, ugly background.
Do you ever
with
get
these blinds.
Two cameras, like one on me, one on you?
Yeah, that's what like the pros do.
And then one in the middle. So like...
Yes, correct.
But then who like decides what frame to use?
So they are all recording the entire time. And then when I edit, I would go in and clip.
Oh, that sounds awful.
I think there's like an AI way you can do it where you like assign one frame per speaker. And then like it detects who's speaking and it'll flip between the two views. But the only way I've figured out how to do that so far is if I have two different files for the camera, and I only have one camera at the moment. So unless you want to pony up and buy me another camera.
Would be two more cameras, 17 more cords in this room. Before we know it, like the outlet's going to blow up from everything hooked to it.
I know. I am 100% positive I'm not doing this in the most effective way. But I don't know, man. I'm learning, you know?
Yeah. I see one power strip. I mean, that's a win.
Well, there's a power strip that's connected to the extension cord that then goes across the room.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm trying, you know, learning new things. I told you, like deciding to actually commit to a podcast and put it out into the world is very terrifying. It's more terrifying than any 10-second dumb video I post on the internet, especially bringing you in. You know?
Yeah, right. High expectations with me showing up.
Yeah.
But this last week, it was good. It's just these busy weekends. I feel like, you know, before you know it, it's Sunday night and you're like, oh, shoot. Like,
yeah,
you didn't get anything done on your, you know, chore list, even though you had a good weekend. And then it's like back into work grind mode, you know?
Yeah. Not even the chore list, but I love weekends where we can have a lazy morning on like Saturday, just get crazy and watch even like a movie in the morning with the girls. And then we all go on an adventure together and then we all go to lunch together. And then we come home and like we play in the street. Like I just like days that have no agenda and we can run errands and adventure.
Play in the street.
Right? Isn't that cool?
Oh yeah, but it just sounds like so bad.
I know, but this is a brand new chapter of parenting for us that we've never had before.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Just playing outside, girls getting along, some friends on the street that like our kids and vice versa.
Yeah, know. Which is why we moved from our last house, which we loved our last house, but we needed just a little more space. It was just a little too small for two babies.
Oh, and it was on a really busy street.
Yeah, it was on a really busy street. So I think with a neighborhood that didn't, there wasn't any like community, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it would have been different if there was like tons of other people with kids. It'd be like, okay, maybe we can, you know.
Yeah, suck it up here for a little bit longer.
Suck it up. But yeah, it was, yeah, exactly. So good move. Good
yeah, choice. Yeah. And now our kids are actually playing with neighbors across the street, which is huge. Like that's what I've always wanted for my kids, is to be able to go outside and play. Did you do that growing up?
Yeah. Who did it?
You weren't too busy like stealing cars and doing drugs?
No. No. No, yeah. We had neighborhood kids on our street and in our neighborhood, but we also, you know, kind of like you, grew up in a more cookie cutter,
like suburban neighborhood
where a lot of the people were similar starter homes, like where everyone's in the same boat, where you and I, we've always just decided to buy in older, more mature neighborhoods that still have that, but it has a lot more variety with folks that have been in their homes for 50, 60, 80 years or longer. Like some of our neighbors, like, grew up in the home as kids,
yeah,
you know, old neighbors, and then like lived there as an adult, you know? So,
yeah.
So, yeah, it's just difference of neighborhoods.
Did you play kick the can?
No.
You didn't?
We always played like street hockey or football or basketball or something. And like, did you only have a can? Like, your parents couldn't get you a soccer ball? Here you go, sweetheart. Here's an empty soda can. Go outside and kick it around with your friends for a few hours.
You obviously have never played. No, it was a great game. And it, like we'd always say like night games. We'd always be like, do you guys want to go play night games? And we'd go out on the street at night.
And kick the can?
Yeah. Okay. Kick the can. I won't waste too much time explaining it to you. But I think it was like there'd be one person who was it or something like that. And everyone else would go hide. It was dark.
Okay.
Like behind cars or in bushes. And the one person was trying to find and tag everyone.
Okay.
And you'd have to run out and kick. And kick the can in the middle of the street, and then you were safe or something like that. And everyone had to kick the can before the one person like tagged people or something.
Is this a real game?
Yes.
I've heard of kick the can before.
I'm gonna call Grant and Maddie right now.
Okay.
They played kick the can with me. You know what? Maddie's just stopping by in 5 minutes. Should I bring her back here?
I thought kick the can was just kicking it like in the gutter down the street, like you would a rock. You know?
Oh, like let's go like shoot the shit.
No. Like let's say you're
but with a can.
Let's say you're walking home from school as a young child. You get bored walking home. You didn't have iPads or like earbuds or anything.
Earbuds? So, are like, you okay?
I just remember like you'd like kick a rock home like from school. You
yeah,
know?
that would be like in a that's a.
So I thought the can was
that's
the same
like a
thing.
Little eye hand foot coordination. No, kick the can is an organized game that's probably going to be in the Olympics in 2028. You know.
So was the thing about the can? Well, I would have thought the can's noisy, so I would have thought to be safe, you have to like go kick the can, then go hide again, because then you'd be like, oh my gosh, I heard you'd hear someone kick a can.
Oh man, loud. I don't know. I don't know, babe. I'm sorry.
Next subject.
Well, here's the problem. Ethan needs 100 details and questions about literally everything. So you're not going to rest.
Did the can come with instructions?
Was the can regulated? No, I'm sorry. Okay.
Was it full or empty?
Empty.
Oh, that makes sense.
You don't want to hurt your toe. That's something that I would do is break my foot.
Right, kicking the can.
Kicking a can. Break my little pinky toe.
Okay, we're on a tangent here. Let's
so I think this weekend was great. We drove around a lot, like you said. We had two nights off from kid duty. One night we went to bed at 7 p.m.
Watched some basketball.
Yeah, watched some basketball. I was in bed at 7. I was like, absolutely not. And then the next day we had to work. It was a Friday, so...
Oh, yeah.
I feel
a full day, too.
It was a full day of work, yeah.
I was excited to like go to the car wash and clean the car and do something. And then it was like all of a sudden grind until 4, and then we went to dinner, which is okay.
Yeah, 4:45 dinner.
We had to get to our 4:45 dinner, okay, guys?
Yeah. Well, I wanted to be home. I just didn't want to miss any second of bed.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now the kids were home. I think we had a really good day yesterday. Usually they come back. They don't do overnights with grandma or my mom a lot, but when they do, usually they come back like a little insane, just kind of being with someone I think that's not mom or dad for a day. Like they come back kind of
off their typical schedule, you know.
Yeah, nothing against grandma or Coco, just their
Yeah, you know? it's just they're out of their routine schedule, which it's hard enough when they're with us. They forget that like school's on Monday. Like
I know.
This morning, right?
Oh, I know. It's so hard. So kick the can this weekend. Lots of sleep. I don't have a lot of sleep updates, and I don't think we should spend like an hour talking about sleep like we have been. But I just want to say we haven't had. Oh wait, I was going to say we haven't had any major middle of the night fights since last week, like our big blowout.
But it's only Monday.
Since last time we recorded.
Oh, yeah.
Like the one where she wasn't sleeping till 2 a.m.
Yeah, I think I've done just a lot of research. No, I'm just kidding. Annalise,
oh, my God.
Annalise done some research, and I put thought into it. I just don't do research.
Well, this is one of, I think, our arguments. And I feel like I just have to preface and by saying, like, you are so supportive. You are so involved. You take so much initiative on 98%. Of things in our life, right? Like with or without the kids, with the house, doctor's appointments, like fixing things, like whatever, right?
Thank you.
You are wonderful. But as everyone knows, because we won't shut up about it, sleep has been hard. I'm taking the majority of the night wakings. And even at bedtime, if I'm in there with the girls, and I don't want to, I feel like we've beaten this horse, you know? But if, what?
Oh no, keep going.
If I'm in there with the girls, like trying to just do bedtime, and they just love to play me. It's like if you give a mouse a cookie. And they're like, oh, can I have a snack? And I'm just like, oh, well, they're hungry, you know, like
they can't starve.
Yeah, I'm like, they can't go. I mean, like I'm so sensitive about food and like eating disorder things. Like I'm just very, and not, I'm not saying a snack at bedtime is going to cause any of that. I'm just like, oh, if you're listening to your belly and it says it's hungry, I'm going to respect that. You know, like I just,
yeah.
But anyways, if I've been grinding with them for 30 minutes and then you come in to take over and you go from like 0 to 100. And you put down the strong arm.
My butt's in bed. It's bedtime. Lights off.
I'm like, that's not fair. Like, I've been patient for 30 minutes. You don't get to come in here and explode. Like, you need to put in your patient time and try being patient first.
We're a team. So your time's my time, baby. And
no, I just think that's part of the way that we parent differently at bedtime and nighttime.
Well, yeah, but they obviously take advantage of you. I mean,
I know. And then they listen to you. So,
but not all the time. But I did get them down like 2 nights ago. You went to bed without you. You were just like hanging in the hallway. I could just feel the tension coming off of you being like, oh, this ain't going to work. I'm going to have to go in there any minute. But no, I got him down and you've came up with, again, going back to, I know I do a lot. You do a lot too. You do a lot of the research because I don't know. I'm just lazy. I'm just like, oh, we'll figure out this sleep thing. And then
I know, which has kind of been a point of contention for us sometimes.
Yeah, but you'll do the research. But hey, I like your research and I listen and I follow through with it at least, right?
Oh, that's a really good point.
At least you're giving me like, the tips, and I'm like, yeah, that makes sense. And then I do a really good job implementing.
You know what? You're right. Thank you. Because I've gotten mad at you before because I feel like sometimes I'm the only ones Googling why is my 3-year-old like addicted to milk, you know?
Well, a lot of it too is your online friends. I don't have online friends. You want me to go out and like solicit advice? I don't even know where I got on Craigslist. Misconnections or what's it called? What's that?
Misconnections is the one where you see someone and you're like, if that was you in Starbucks.
Yeah, but I'm just going to start getting kid advice on there.
No, absolutely not. That's just like...
So I don't have the online support like you have, which is cool for moms and dads that have that. I'm just not in that space. So I appreciate you doing it.
Yes.
And we found some things and we're starting to implement
yes.
them. And why it's probably not a cure-all, fix-all, I think we've already seen a little glimmer of like success.
I agree. And thank you for bringing up the fact that whenever I do bring ideas or advice... the table, I think you always listen and do it.
Yeah, because they're usually, it's good advice from like your mom friends.
Well, it's just me Googling. Like I'm just on Google when I'm laying in there being like, why is my, like I said, our 3-year-old.
What is Google?
Google.
Google. What is Google? Is that a French, is that a French site?
I'm
more like a Internet Explorer guy.
Yeah, you're more just like wing it and then see what happens.
Maybe I'll reach out to my Hotmail community.
Your hot milk community?
Hotmail. Because they still have a hot milk.
Oh, I thought you meant hot males.
Oh, no, no.
Like, hot. I was like, what kind of communities are you? I'm going to reach out to my DILF community.
my Hotmail community. Because obviously, I don't do a lot of like the technology stuff. I still have Hotmail.
Right. No, that's fine. You have such a confidence about you that I don't have, I feel like. Like, even with parenting, you're like, I'm just going to do it this way. And it's going to work out. Versus I'm like, oh, what if that's wrong? What if we're hurting them? What if we're damaging them in some way? Like, I need to Google it and figure it out. Or let me ask online and get advice. And you're like, we'll be fine. Like, we'll just try it. And if it doesn't work, we'll do something else.
Yeah, so that's good. We got some things.
Yes, and we have an appointment this week with Jillian, who is, I think she's with Snooze Baby Co. I ran into her at our girls' school. We bumped shoulders and she was like, oh my gosh, like Annalie, I follow you online. And then we kind of started chatting and she just sent me the nicest messages one day out of nowhere that was just saying like, hey, I've been following your stories. Like I've seen that you're really struggling. Like I just want you to know, like you're doing an amazing job even though your kids aren't sleeping.
Yeah.
And that was very nice. I've booked her. I will report back on how it goes.
Okay.
And yeah, this week is just
busy.
Oh my God. Did I tell you I tried to reschedule that sleep consultation? Like 3 times. Yeah. I'm like, oh wait, I can't do Wednesday. Oh wait, yeah, we can do Wednesday. And then I'm like, oh, my photo shoot's Wednesday. No, it's Tuesday. Like I just, I'm unwell this week.
She's probably like, if you guys can't figure your shit out, how are you going to figure your kids' shit out?
No, she's like, step one is schedule the mother freaking appointment. And if you cannot do that, you can't follow a sleep plan.
Yeah. She's like, yeah, this is going to work real well.
She's probably used to dealing with sleep deprived parents.
That's true. That's true.
I got a lot going on this week.
You do. You got photo shoot, you're launching another spring line and different things with that.
Yep.
What else are you doing?
No, that's just work in general.
Work.
And then just some deliverables that are falling on this week, like 3 deliverables.
Trying to hit golf balls with your friend.
I know. Yeah. I'm so excited.
Getting your nails done, gym.
I know. Well, nails would usually be a low priority, but then I realize I have my photo shoot tomorrow. And I'm just winging the photo shoot. I don't, like, usually I've been bringing my friend Taylor, who's a wonderful photographer, but we just don't have the time, the way everything played out this week or this time around, whatever.
Oh, yeah,
To schedule it. Photos. Yeah. And she, I'm not going to ask her to do photos overnight. You know, she's a professional. She deserves her 2 to 4 weeks, whatever, to turn photos around. So it's like, I'm just going to bring my phone.
I think it'll be fine. Just clean your camera before you start.
No, totally.
Just like get it real clean so there's not like some makeup or, you know, chapstick all over.
Yeah,
it.
Or like kid snot. Although that would be very on brand.
Kid snot, yeah.
Yeah. No, so. I'm really excited. I just hope the photos turn out okay. But
when do you launch? The next or whatever clothing brand?
Friday. Don't worry. I told everyone Thursday. And then I had to go back and be like, guys, I meant Friday.
Did I say Thursday?
Yeah.
Obviously, I meant Friday.
I meant Friday.
Launch on Thursday. Come on.
If I'm not doing photos till Wednesday, they're sending the last crew overnighting it tonight. It'll be here tomorrow morning, like right before my photo shoot. And then, which is like the blue, like the safe crew.
Okay.
And then I have to go do photos and then I have to like go through the photos and pick the ones for the website, like do all of that. And just with getting sure inventory is right and like coordinating with the warehouse, I want that extra day. I can't do photos Wednesday, turn around and launch Thursday morning.
Yeah.
Like if I could work all night, I could, but we have the girls in the evening.
Just work at night when you're not sleeping in the girls' room.
I have. You've seen me in there with my computer.
Yeah. You just kind of the point. You're like, okay, I'll just work while I sit in here for
2 hours.
Yeah, I'm
like, if I got to sit in here an hour for them to fall asleep, I'm going to hide behind the crib with my computer. That's usually when I'm editing the podcast.
Yeah, it's true. Well, we'll see. We've told our daycare to stop doing naps for the little one because...
Oh my God, I forgot.
Yeah. So, and then we found out that she's like hitting the mat right after lunch, so she's just like tired and out and probably sleeping, I don't know, 2 hours, who knows.
Yeah, 2-3.
Yeah, and so that's obviously a big thing. She's at that age, we think, where she just doesn't need a nap, because if she naps, she's just won't go to bed till like 10. So
yeah,
it'll be interesting. Annalie thought we would try out the first day of napping with her going to get nails done and just throwing me to the wolves, picking up the two kids.
Oh, that is such bullshit. They don't even nap at home.
That's true. Well, I'm leaving for 2 hours when you get back for golf. Right. So,
Such an asshole. Yeah.
But I think it's going to be okay as long as she truly didn't nap and they, you know, did what they said, get her out of the room.
Did they ever message you back?
I don't think so. But we talked to them in person, so I'm not worried. So, yeah, hopefully this just at least cures her wanting to stay up till like 10, you know. Hopefully we can get back to like, you know, getting in there at 7:30 and reading books or getting the Wigglies out and sleeping by 8:15, even 8:30.
Because bedtime this, like, alone tonight. Okay.
9:30, 10. We got to the point like last week where we're like, you know what? Let's just play. You guys can sit out here and play till 9.
Oh, that was Saturday night. That was a great night.
They did great. But
they've been playing so well and it was 8 o'clock. So we're like, you know what? Like, F it.
Yeah,
just
why take them in the room and just fight it for an hour? It's like, I'd rather have you just play and, yeah.
So. Yeah. No, yeah, I forgot I'm doing bedtime alone tonight. Yay. Yep. Actually, I will say, if anyone just had their second baby, because our kids are, we're way out of the 1 to 2 postpartum stage, but I still feel like I'm like postpartum. I still feel like we just did that transition. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that first, I don't know how long, trying to do bedtime solo with the two littles.
Oh, yeah.
Was fucking terrible.
In two different rooms, because you'd have to just go, again, mommy problem.
Yeah.
Not well, in a mean way.
When you weren't home.
Yeah, you'd have to just go back and forth, and then you'd like leave one kid's room, and that one kid would be like, mommy, mommy, and then you'd be like, I'll be back in 5, and then you get the other kid, and you go, then you'd switch rooms again, and the other kid would start screaming mommy, where it's like,
yeah.
Yeah.
No, it was so hard for the longest time, even when the baby would be nursing, because I'd have to nurse the baby to sleep, and then our 2-year-old would be like banging on the door, like it
not just coming in and sitting on the chair with you, basically.
Yeah, which you just have to do. Which I mean, it was fine. I just remember so many nights being like, I can't get both kids to sleep by myself. Like I physically cannot. I called my dad one night when our baby was like a month old, maybe 2 months, and he came over.
Was I out of town?
Oh, that you must have been out of town. I think that was that first trip that you went somewhere. Like right when we had our second.
It's like work or something.
Yeah,
or,
it was like a 2-night thing.
Yeah, so I don't think I would have just left you.
No, you wouldn't have. But my dad came over because I had to be with my big girl, who my 2-year-old, who was like aware and like needed mommy.
Yeah.
And I think I still have a photo of him like half asleep in the rocker with our little baby.
Yeah, I remember that.
Remember? I was like zoomed in on the baby monitor.
Yeah, it was cute.
It was so sweet. Grand dude.
Grand dude helped out.
Yeah. But I just wanted to say that to give some hope. It's gotten... I'm not going to say easy because everyone's heard me bitch and complain for the last month.
Right.
But just doing bedtime together, even if they were in separate rooms, I think they're a little bigger where you can like be like, I will be back in 5 minutes. Well, maybe not my 3-year-old, but the big girl kind of gets it, you know?
Yeah, she's great at sleep and she lays down and goes to bed. But
yeah,
let's move on from sleep.
I'm so tired of talking about sleeping. And anyone who's listening, like, I'm so sorry.
She'll edit the video and add in, if you don't want to hear about sleeping right now, just fast forward 5 minutes.
Yeah, yeah. Jump ahead. No, that's not bad. It's usually we talk about sleeping for like an hour.
Right.
Yeah.
Down the awning because I'm tired.
I know. Let's talk about something else. Do we have any plans this week? Nothing. Oh, we just kind of talked about the launch. Do we have any? Are you traveling anytime soon?
Yeah, I got a conference coming up in a little bit and it'll get away for a couple days and I'll miss you guys. Well, hopefully we can get the sleep thing figured out before then, right?
Yes, that would be ideal. Otherwise, I'm just bringing them all into bed with me.
I would do that.
Yeah, and they can just all sleep, even though they don't sleep great in our bed anyway, so.
Yeah, but what about family trips? I know we were talking about reliving some of our funny family fail trips, and I think one was, was it Steamboat last year?
I think it was 2 years ago. Or was it last year?
I don't know. It might have been last year. I don't know when it was. It doesn't matter when it was. But I remember we were driving up probably like a Friday morning, right? Or Friday, like at noon.
Yeah. It, to go hang with your family in Steamboat for a long weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
Steamboat's what, 4 hours-ish away from Denver?
Yeah. It's not easy to get to. It's a long haul, especially with young kids, right? Because they don't want to sit in the car for 4 hours.
That was with a 2-year-old and a baby.
I think you were still doing makeup, and so you had like a Friday wedding. So I was like, cool, you're going to get up, go to the wedding. I'm going to get up, get the girls to school. I'm going to do some work. I'm going to pack everything up, right?
Yeah.
And then I got so sick the night before. I was up all night, like basically just like with a stomach bug. Didn't sleep at all. It was awful. And Anna Lee can't cancel, right? Like,
no, I have to go to a wedding. Yeah.
I mean, it would have to be something like, you're like, guys, I physically can't.
Catastrophic. Like, yeah.
So you had to go. I was up all night, had to get the girls off to school, had to like get some work done, had to pack everything up, right? Because we were trying to get on the road before like Friday afternoon traffic.
Yep.
And the funniest thing is I was playing golf up there, and it's not cheap because, I mean, it's in the mountains. And so it's, you know, a couple $100 around. And I was so excited to play with my brother-in-law, and we're literally like 20 minutes into the drive, and I was like, I didn't bring any of my golf stuff. I mean, a shoes, a hat, my clubs, like, you know, like, and I was just devastated. I was just, for those golfers out there, like, if you're traveling to like Hawaii or something for one round on a family trip, you're not going to haul all your stuff out there, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense, but like a local trip where it's still expensive, like I was so excited, and I was just, it was just the icing on the cake.
Yeah, and that was the beginning of...
That was just the beginning.
The beginning, yeah. I came home from the wedding. I'm exhausted from doing 6 or 7 gals. You're exhausted because you're dehydrated, sick, and like trying to pack everyone up. And then we get in the car. We're probably fighting and yelling at each other. And then we're 20 minutes in, like you said, and you're like, I forgot my fucking golf clubs.
Yeah.
And I what do you, as a wife, there's nothing I can say in that moment. I was just, I was like, do you want to turn around?
Like, no, it's already like a 3+ hour drive. I'm not adding another hour onto it.
That was like 4 hours. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
No, it was terrible. And then, oh, and the day before, our 2 or 3 year old had dislocated her elbow.
Oh, was that really?
That was that whole weekend. Yeah.
Oh, where she did. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. We got a call from school that was like, hey, I think, you know, so-and-so hurt her arm somehow. They didn't even say, is it elbow? Or I think it's elbow.
It was the elbow. Yeah. Another little kid tried to like pull her up. And just like yanked on her arm real hard, and it like dislocated like one of the two.
Yeah. Well, they didn't say any of that. They didn't tell me any of that. They were just like, hey, she hurt her arm. So I thought maybe she broke her arm. And then when I went and got her, I mean, that's like, you know, we're so lucky. I'm knocking on wood a million times that we haven't had anything too. I'm not even going to say it out loud. But just seeing how in pain she was, I couldn't even get her arm in the car seat.
Yeah. We had to drive to Children's Hospital with her not in the car seat.
First we drove to urgent care because I was like, we got to go somewhere close. I called Children's Hospital. There's an hour wait there right now. I'm not going there. So I drove her to urgent care, not even in the car seat. I mean, I was like, it's a mile away. I can't get her in the car seat because her poor little arm.
Yeah, she's screaming.
Screaming. And then we get to urgent care and they're like, yeah, we don't do kids. I'm like, I don't know.
I feel like you even called or something. I don't think I did.
Maybe I Googled it.
Yeah.
And I was like, I think we can go here. I figured an elbow's an elbow, you know, it's not like anything, whatever.
Yeah.
So then we went to Children's, like my poor sweet baby, I can't even carry her. We're walking inside, we get checked in, Ethan's walking around with the baby somewhere, and then we get checked in, she's just hysterical. Finally, she kind of calms down, snuggling me, we go back to the room, the nurses.
For like an hour, it seems like.
Yeah, well, but do you remember what happened?
Oh, yeah.
So the nurses brought her candy or maybe like a little ice cream popsicle.
I thought it was a doctor.
No, the nurses came in first. Let me tell the story.
I was in the hallway. Let me tell the story.
No, I didn't mean that in a mean way at all. I'm sorry. That sounded a little snarky. I love you.
Go on.
The nurses brought a popsicle and then all of a sudden I noticed that she's just sitting on the table, kicking her feet, eating her popsicle, happy. And then I didn't really register. And then the doctor came in. And they're talking to her, or maybe the nurse, and they're like, so like, sweetie, what arm is it? And she points to her other arm. And I was like, wait a minute. That's not the arm. I was like, are you kidding me? My first instinct was like, have you been faking this the entire time?
Yeah.
But there's no way. She's so little and she was screaming.
No, she wasn't faking it. She was in pain.
No. So I think she must have just popped it back in right when we got to the hospital.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
I think they were nice enough. I was like, can you please not charge me for an ER visit? Like, you guys didn't even do anything, like, for the popsicle.
Well, I remember you saying that, like, it's common that they'll move their arm some way and it can pop back into place.
So yeah.
They weren't, like, super shocked or thinking we were faking it. But, yeah,
It was traumatizing. Then we had to go from that to the next day. You got sick driving up to Steamboat.
Yep.
And then we got up there and you must have had just eaten something wrong or something. But we were all feeling better. And then our baby got croup up there. So then I had to go to the ER.
Well, I'm playing golf without my stuff. But I'm like, at least I'll get like one day of golf in, like looking forward to it. And Annalie's like, I got to go to the ER. And I'm like, oh, this is a great round to start to my round of golf.
Yeah. And I'm like, don't just try to hit him straight. So then I had to take our baby to the ER. And because she was doing like the breathing thing. I mean, she was scary.
Yeah.
She was still really little. And then they told me we might have to go to Denver. And then that morning before I had taken her, I had some crazy allergic reaction.
Oh, that's right.
And my whole face puffed up. Like,
that's
I couldn't
right.
see. And then it caught, like, and then I got Benadryl. Like, I don't know. So as soon as we went to the ER with our baby, I was like, we are fucking going home.
Well, they
pack
said
it up.
They said to go home. They're like, obviously get like, you know.
Oh, the altitude.
Instead of being, you know, because it's an oxygen related thing, I think. Don't quote me on that. But yeah, they were just basically like, yeah, you should get out of the mountains.
I think I probably probed them a little bit. I was like, would it be better if we were home?
Oh.
Because I was just done. Like, it hadn't been a fun trip. Nothing against the trip itself. We just had so many things going wrong. I was like, if we're going to be sick with my baby, let's get home where I can just sleep in the chair with her, you know?
So yeah, mid round, you're like, yep, doctor says we need to head back to Denver. And I'm just like, oh, this round's getting better and better.
You finished, right?
Yeah, I mean, I was like, do I need to come home now? And you're like, no, I mean, because I probably was getting done like mid-afternoon, and you know, you were at the doctor's for probably 2 hours. So, yeah, it was a shitty trip.
No, that was just shitty. What a shitty trip. Yeah. But, you know, we're redeeming ourselves. We don't have a lot of trips planned right now, which is I feel really good about.
Yeah, same here.
I think we're going to California for a celebration of life for my grandpa this summer. And then we have, my whole family's from California. Not my parents, but my cousins and everything. So we try to go out. Yeah, but they don't live there.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
My dad lived there too. That's where they met. Yeah,
that's a good point.
But anyway, so we'll go out in July, I think. But I think those are the only things we have planned. And I don't even want to talk about whether or not they'll be easy, because our last vacation was also such a shit show. So low expectations. Yes.
Well, like family vacations, I feel like when there's kids,
yes,
it's a lot easier and more successful versus trying to take our kids on a vacation that's a family, like an adult vacation, right?
Yeah.
Everyone's doing adult stuff. They want to go out to like dinner or go do this or that, and which I get it. It's your vacation too, but it's like, well, we can't go and do that. And so not only are we not participating or involved in it, we then don't get help because they're doing adult stuff on their vacation, which is like they're entitled to that.
Totally.
But we've just gotten to the point of like, we're just not going to take our kids on adult themed vacations.
No. And I think we actually do a relatively good job, especially the last year, being like, you know what? Screw it. Come to dinner. Let's go. Like, stay out late. We're on vacation. Yeah. Like, we try to bring the kids to a lot of stuff that we want to do. Not as much as I think, you know, like the European way where the kids just kind of live in the parents' life in like a really beautiful way. You know what I mean?
Like, they don't have any struggles. They got to figure it out, those Europeans.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. But anyways, no, I agree with you. Those trips are hard. But I think California will be good. Maybe there'll be some cousins. Not the first trip, the second trip.
There better be cousins.
I know. I need to text Monica and be like, Monica.
We did it 2 years ago and there weren't cousins and it was really
hard.
That
was one of the worst trips we've done.
Yeah. Last year, there was cousins and it was great.
Yes.
So yeah, I'm not going if there's not cousins. If all the young kids like aren't there the week we're there, like...
I know. I'll text Jamie and Monica. Well, I already texted Carly. She's gonna come down. So at least our girls can play for at least a day.
Yeah. And maybe if they come down, maybe they could even come down for like 2 nights and stay.
I'll ask. Yeah.
If we got room, like, why not? Right.
Yeah. Yeah. It just depends. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Good. Good. Well, what else? Let's move on.
Yeah. Let's move on.
It's like all we're doing is talking about like kids.
Do you want to talk about other stuff?
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh.
Like that's your pitch.
My pitch.
Kids.
Kids life.
Mom life.
Relationships, you know. How's your coffee?
Good.
Are you glad that you have that coffee in this house?
Oh, I see what you're getting after what's it called?
We have an espresso machine,
which we've had for quite a while now.
Yeah, 2 years.
But I remember when you first bought it, I was like, "Why? Why are you buying this expensive ass?"
Yeah, like $200 coffee machine.
New coffee machine. Our current coffee machine works great, which was like yours from college. So it was.
It wasn't even a Keurig. It was like it was the
knockoff.
Yeah, what brand was that?
I don't know, but it. Like Nestle?
No, Nestle. Snuggle.
But it still worked fine. And you're like, no, this is just a game changer. It comes with the frother and all this.
Yeah. And how much better is it?
Oh, it's great.
It's still not even top of the line. People have like $1,000 espresso machines. You know, some people are like really into it.
Who has the time to...
Who has the money? Yeah.
10 minutes making an Americano in the morning.
Yeah, totally. Like, with a little flower design.
Yeah, yeah.
No,
it's
but
good for them.
I'm glad you appreciate that coffee. I went through hell and back to get that. Do you remember that? Or do you want me to tell you the story again?
Yeah, it's your story. You tell it.
So I was really excited to buy the new Nespresso machine. This was 2 years ago as kind of like a present to myself because I had just had our second baby, maybe 3 years ago. She was like a month old and I was like, I'm getting the coffee machine. I deserve it. We don't do, like, we've never done push presents or anything.
Yeah.
Do you know what a push present is?
Yeah, I do. Go on. Story.
You do. Oh, you don't want to get into that?
Well, I like this story.
Okay, okay.
Focus, woman.
Sorry. So I was like, okay, great. I'm going to buy myself the fancy coffee machine. I couldn't find it. Like, it wasn't on Amazon or something weird. So the only place I could find it was Bed Bath & Beyond. So I ordered it for pickup and I was like, great. I was still trying to do wedding makeup back then. So I had to go to a wedding, I think. And I was like, okay, I'll stop on the way to the wedding.
Did you have both kids? I thought you had kids for some reason.
I'll get there.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, okay, I'll stop at this Bed Bath & Beyond on the way to the wedding and pick it up. And I stopped and I went up to the counter and they were like, oh, it's not at this Bed Bath & Beyond. And I was like, it literally fucking says so. And I was nice.
Oh, I'm sure you were.
On the receipt, on my order, it says this one. And she was like, yeah, Sorry.
Sorry, we don't have it.
Yeah, she was like, it's actually at the other one on the exact opposite other side of town. And I was like, okay.
Thanks, but yeah. No thanks.
And I'm like exhausted. I was just excited. You know, like when you're looking forward to something?
Yeah.
Even something small, and like you get your hopes up for it, and you're like, I gotta wake up with coffee tomorrow, and then it doesn't happen.
You know, like get to the wedding and like plug it in.
Yeah.
like just start making coffees for yourself. Like, excuse me, ladies. I'm just having a coffee. Do you want one?
Yeah, I'm like $20 a coffee anyway.
Oh yeah, yeah. $20 a coffee.
No, I was just excited. So they were like, we can give you the pods, and I was like, okay, great. Like I'll take, because I'd order the machine and the pods.
So they're like, we'll give you the pods, which do you absolutely no good without the machine.
Correct. And then I had to go to the other Bed Bath & Beyond. So I was like, fine. I remember telling the girls, I was like, this isn't your fault. I'm just postpartum. I'm really emotional, like crying. And then I went to the wedding, fine. And then the next day, I had both girls solo, a two-year-old and a baby, like who was still nursing, baby. And I was like, okay, I'm going to go to the other Bed Bath & Beyond.
You were determined to get this thing.
Yeah, I was like, give me my new coffee machine. So I went into the Bed Bath & Beyond. I had to get there. I had to nurse my baby as soon as we parked.
Yep.
And then my two-year-old's like freaking out, being like, I want to go inside. Like, I just didn't.
Yeah, she didn't want to hang out for 20 minutes while you nurse.
No. So I'm like nursing a baby, trying to keep her entertained in the car. And then I make the dumb ass decision to go in there with no stroller, no car seat, nothing. I don't know what I was thinking. I thought I'd just be in and out. Like, the baby was already out of the car seat because I had been nursing her.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I was like, I'll just run in and out. It'll be fine. And I get there. The line. The line is like 10 people long.
Oh God, no way.
So I'm like, I'm here. And like, remember, I talk about it a lot online. Like, I really like lately have liked challenging myself to go do things solo with the girls.
Okay.
Like last year when you were out of town for 2 weeks, I was like, I'm taking them out to dinner alone.
Yeah.
I'm going to go try to do things, you know? And so this is one of those times where I'm like, I'm challenging myself to go to the store as a mom of two, you know, like I'm not going to back down.
So brave.
So brave. Yeah. Thank you. I'll take my badge of honor. So we're in line and my two-year-old is just like yanking things off shelves. There's like stuffies everywhere. There's candy. And she's like, can I have this? Can I have this? And I'm like, no, no. Eventually I'm like, yeah, I'll buy you the fucking stuffy. Like, let's just stand in line.
Like, stay right here. Yeah. Don't move.
Yeah. So I'm already frazzled. And someone behind me is like, looks like you got your hands full. And I'm like, shut up, Barbara. Like, yes, my hands are full.
Like, oh, obviously. Thanks. Thanks for pointing out the obvious, Captain. Yeah. What is it? Thanks, Captain Obvious.
Yeah, I'm sure they were just being nice, but I'm sleep deprived. I finally get up to the counter and I'm like holding, I mean, it's hard to hold a little baby too, like a 3-month-old baby. I don't know how old she was. I also hold my 2-year-old, hold her hand. And I'm like, I'm just here to pick up my coffee machine. And they come bring it up and they're like, can we see your ID? And I'm like, my ID? Like, I have the email. I have the order confirmation on my phone. I don't have my ID. Like, I just didn't bring my purse, my wallet with my ID. I have my card. Like, I even have the card I bought it on.
Yeah, yeah. You said your ID was just, yeah.
And the guy was like, sorry, ma'am, I can't give it to you. And it's just sitting there. And I'm like, I'm about to grab this thing under my arm with both my kids and sprint out of the store. I've already paid for it. Just give me the freaking coffee machine.
You got the card. You got a photo of it. It's like, who's going to this much effort for a $200 coffee machine?
I mean, maybe someone, but it's like, sir, I know that you're young. And you don't have children and you don't understand, but I am sitting here like a 2-year-old who's yanking on my leg, a baby who's probably crying. I think I'm probably like leaking milk through my shirt. Like, just please. So I full on started sobbing. I was like, I started crying. And I think he kind of looked at me and looked around. And he was like, just take the coffee machine. And like, I was like, thank you so much.
Did you buy the stuffy?
No, I think, I don't know if she walked out with it. I think maybe I took it and hid it as we walked out.
Oh, okay.
But yeah. I was like, it was one of those moments where I just look back on that time. So now every time I make a coffee, I'm like, I fucking did that. You know, I got that coffee machine. I fought for that coffee machine.
Where was I at that? Like, I couldn't just go pick it up for you. Right?
That's a great
Instead,
question.
Instead, you had to like lug. I think part of it was you were impatient. Like, as soon as you could the next day, when they opened at 8 a.m. or something, you're like, I'm getting my fucking coffee machine. So
yeah,
like,
when you want something, you want it, you know?
And maybe I was working and you were still on like maternity leave or something.
Maybe it was a weekend you were golfing. I don't know. What? Like, you've never left me to golf?
No, but I mean, still to this day, since we've had kids, I golf maybe once a month. I mean, maybe, right? I mean, I do like some like nine holes here or there, but like taking like a weekend,
I know,
full day to like go golf at most is like once a month.
I agree. Yeah, you're very respectful of our time on the weekends.
So let's do the math. And there's only like 5 months you can play golf. So that's five times.
Are you trying to figure out the chances?
Five times out of 365 days that I might have been playing golf.
Right.
I think it was still like.
Then why would I have had our big girl? Because she went to daycare. Sir, it was probably.
Do you still have the thing on your phone that says like shows when you purchased it?
Like what day it was?
Was it like a Monday? Because it was a Monday through Friday.
You want me to look up the confirmation email?
Yeah.
If you have it. I guarantee you it was a weekend.
Damn it. Probably if you did wedding makeup the day before.
On a Friday, yeah.
But admit that you were like impatient. Like the next day, I think as soon as they were open, you're like, I don't care. If I have to like lug my three dogs and these two kids to go get it, I am going to get my coffee maker.
I was determined, yes. And I got it. And now you get to sit here on this plush couch and enjoy your $200 coffee that came with tears. You're welcome.
Yeah, that was quite the story.
Yeah, things are a little easier now getting out of the house.
Yes.
Kind of. With both kids. It's still hard to go to Target with both because you try to set expectations. Like, we're not buying any stuffies, you know?
We got to get better with that.
We've gotten so much better.
I'm looking at the list, too, just real quick to see what else we have.
Oh, yeah. We got so much better at not buying them things. I feel like I think we're like really good at it, you know?
Yeah, it takes preparation. If you're gonna go to like a Target or somewhere, you have to like very clearly lay out what they are getting and they're not getting, right?
Right.
You have to be like, we're not getting stuffies, we're here to get grandma a present, or we're here to get groceries. Like, yep. There are no stuffies.
Yep.
They're such good negotiators.
I know they are. They are.
Well, just can I just get something really little?
And you know, I think negotiating is a great life skill to have.
It is.
Like, sure, I'm going to tell you can't buy a $15 stuffy. Convince me to buy you the one piece, you know, piece of junk at the front of Target.
For a dollar.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Great.
Yeah.
Tell me why. You know?
I agree.
Well, can we talk about some of these? I did a Q&A on Instagram just to like ask me anything. And I think I'll also go through them on Instagram. But there were some in there that involved Ethan or that kind of like relationship focused. So I thought we could talk about some of them.
4 minutes.
Oh my God. You're being such a dick.
Okay, go.
Which one of these do you want to talk about? I kind of wrote down a few.
Just pick one.
Probably the number one question that we get is how to keep intimacy after having kids. How to stay connected. How to keep the spark alive after having babies.
Do you want to go?
No, I think you should answer that. Do you feel comfortable answering that question?
No, I do. As we've talked about, I think intimacy is like multiple things, right? It's not just like what everyone thinks of in the bedroom, but I think it's like spending time together, emotional support, other things. I'm struggling to even come up with them because I, of course, think straight to the bed, but
P&V.
But like, I don't know. I mean, it just starts with like, we try to go to lunch every Monday because it's honestly sometimes the only time in the week we get to sit down for an hour, like no distractions, not like, even if you're at home sitting down, like you're doing stuff always.
Yeah,
right?
You're
like,
putzing around.
You're putzing around. Like, so just like get out of your environment, sit and just talk for a week.
I think we're really privileged to be able to do compared to a lot of families.
No, we are. And I think like that helps with us just like connecting or talking through things the week before or like the week happening or schedule. I don't know. I mean, we try to like go to bed together every night. And
we've gotten pretty bad at that.
Yeah, because you're stuck in the girls' room for like 2 hours.
Well, yeah, but even still, I come out and it's 9:30 and I'm like, I don't want to sit on the couch and watch TV. Like, I just want to go to bed.
Yeah, and I'm like watching like a series or something. So I'm like, yeah, it'll be over or a game or something, right? And so then I'm like, oh, I'll... You know, it gets over. Usually, like, my goal is to be in bed by 10. Like, if it gets past 10, I'm usually like, this is way too late.
Yeah. And usually, I'm still almost always still awake. So then we still get to kind of like try to fall asleep together.
Yeah. At least like talk a little bit, close out the night.
So, to summarize what you're trying to say, is that you think that a great way to keep the spark alive is to not just focus on banging and to focus, right? And to focus on other things that can help you feel intimate.
Well, yeah, exactly. Way to really shape what I said into something smart.
Well, you're kind of like beating around the bush a little bit. Like, you're getting all red over there. Like, I just think, like, is that what you're trying to say?
I think it's all part of intimacy is like because like you talk about what's your love language and everyone has a different love language. And so it's just not like, oh, we got 5 minutes alone. Like, let's go, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, that's how most guys probably think, but.
Yeah. But okay. I think that's good advice to focus on other aspects first and then maybe the rest will naturally come.
Hopefully it does for us.
Yes and no. I've noticed something that has changed with me after having kids, because sometimes I'm like touched out or I just want to be alone or like I don't want to be like fondled. You know what I mean?
Hubba, hubba, hubba.
Yeah, exactly. Just like after being with the kids all day or whatever. And this is going to sound really, really bad. I've made videos about this before, so it's going to sound a lot worse than it actually is. And we've talked about this before.
Okay.
Is that sometimes even if like my first instinct is to be like, no, not right now, is to just say yes. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And then you'll get into it.
Yeah. And I'm not saying, I would never ever tell, I'm not telling someone to say yes. If you are like, if you're 100% no, then absolutely like say no. Like, and absolutely. Like don't do it just because your partner wants to do it. Right.
Yeah. Agreed.
If you're sick or if you're not into it or if you're busy or if it's a bad time, like absolutely.
No means no.
No means no. Thank you. Yeah. And I think this concept only works if your partner really does respect that no means no. Because if I'm ever like, babe, I'm just whatever, you're like, okay, no, don't stress. Like if now's not a good time, that's totally fine. And I think having that respect from you is what makes me feel one, a lot more comfortable to say no, but also makes me more comfortable to be like, okay, like if it's ever like a maybe or even like a 1%, I'm like kind of into it. Then I just start. And then 30 seconds later, I'm into it. It's like the 30-second rule. Like give it 30 seconds, right? Because I'm not as much of like a proactive getting into the mood. I'm more like a reactive.
Oh, okay.
You know, like once we start or like once we're, you know, then I'm like, yes, let's go. But sometimes initially I'm like, why the dishes? I got to do laundry, you know,
yeah.
All of these things. I don't have like 10 minutes.
I get it. It's like vacuuming. Sometimes like, you know,
oh my God, Ethan,
you don't
Ethan?
Really like want to start it. But like once you get into it, you're like, yeah, baby, this is so rewarding.
Did you just compare our sex life vacuuming?
I'm just being silly.
No, that is 100%.
I'm just.
Is that why you're always vacuuming? You're like,
I'm like, ooh, yeah.
Ooh, baby.
You don't notice I'm always like winking at you when I'm vacuuming?
Yeah, well, I've started to notice now you vacuum and then you come approach me, you know? That's how I know that you're going to ask for some personal time is when I hear that vacuum going. That's when I get ready. I'm starting to have like a Pavlov response. I start getting excited.
Is that the vacuum? Is that the wet mop? What happens if it's like the carpet cleaner? You're like, oh, baby, it's really
baby.
Going down.
Yeah, then I know to gird my loins. No, I truly, again, no means no, but I am such a believer in fake it till you make it. Like when it comes to intimacy, like I think sometimes you just have to, I'm not saying force yourself, but just like turn on that part of your brain and kind of force yourself to get into it in the beginning. And then I think it starts to come a lot more natural. Because I think, and we can change the subject, Ethan, in a second. But if it's been like if we the less intimate we are, like the less it's on our minds and the less we want it. Maybe not for you. Me. Like if it's starting to like be a while and we haven't had that chance to connect, it's like it kind of like goes to the back of your brain.
Yeah,
and you kind of get into, and that's when you really get into the roommate stage. It's like we're just tackling the house and laundry and kids and we're talking about bills. It's like you kind of forget about it.
The calendar is always
the fucking calendar. Yeah,
it's like the
sorry.
Biggest thing. It's the calendar. I swear, it's like
scheduling.
It doesn't matter what it is. You're like, I need 15 minutes in the next 3 weeks.
Yeah,
to do this. Can you look at your schedule? And
I know. Like, I think 5 times a day we're like, do you want to talk about the day? Do you want to talk about have our little like team meeting in the morning? We can talk about who's going where, what time.
I mean, every morning we like, you know.
Yeah, talk about the day.
I always try to do it like first thing because I'm like just. Not proactive. I'm just like, I get up and I'm going. Annalie's like dressing the kids. They're asking her for this and that. And I'm like, hey, babes, what's going on at 9 with your schedule? And you're just like, I need a minute.
Yeah. I'm like, give me just 5 seconds.
Well, no. So then what we usually do is drop the kids off, come home.
Yeah.
And then you and I just chat for 5 before
we break for work.
Before we break to be like, what's your day look like? What do you need? Like, you know, can you help? Can you? Because you'll be like, can you give me like 10 minutes for a video? Or,
yeah.
Or can you do the podcast? Or we need to plan this out. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's like every day. Not in a bad way, but it's like a fucking calendar.
I know. It's the calendar. It's the nucleus of our life.
Right.
I feel like I had something that I wanted to say about like connecting and being intimate, but I don't know. It was something along the vein of
along the waves of
along, yes, kind of of just having a partner who is proactive and who is like ambitious and wants to help with house stuff and wants to help with kid stuff, I think makes that intimacy part of life come a lot more natural compared to like the weeks when I'm resenting you for something or resenting you for sleep. It's like a lot harder to turn that part of my brain on compared to the weeks where we're kind of jiving. And but then whenever I'm resenting you, it's usually I'm resenting you because you're doing something that I feel like I can't do, whether it's sleeping or like golfing or whatever. And I can do all those things. So I think it's just communicating with you. And then if you just like thank me for something, like it sounds so dumb, but I think gratitude is such a pillar of a healthy relationship.
Yeah.
Like how good does it feel to be thanked for doing the dishes, even though that's something that's expected of you?
It feels nice.
Yeah, right? And doesn't it make you want to do the dishes again?
I mean, I wouldn't go that far, but
it's, well, it's it nice does it, for your
like,
spouse,
it's
right?
It's nice to be appreciated when you do stuff. Because I know we like, well, like, you'll start to be like, well, I'm sick of doing, like, not sick of doing, but you're like, well, I do this, this, and this. And I'm like, yeah, well, I also do this, 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 and this, you know?
Yeah, but it's like sometimes it's because I feel like you're not appreciative of me doing those things. And it's like, if you would just be like, oh my God, Annalie, thank you for doing XYZ, then I'm like, yeah, you're welcome. I'm happy to do that for our family, you know?
Yeah, agreed. 100%.
And then I think when that base is there, then it makes it a lot easier to be like, sure, let's go do this other adult thing together. You know?
This other adult thing together.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
Yeah, I agree.
Vacuuming. Should we just start calling it vacuuming?
That's our code word.
Yeah, you want to go...
When the kids get older, hey baby, you want to grab the vacuum and go vacuum? And the kids are going to be like, but you guys don't have a vacuum.
Right. They're like, we don't hear the vacuum. They're going to be confused because usually they do hear the vacuum because you're cleaning 90% of the time.
Yeah, right.
Well, what time do you have to talk till? Do we have to get off or can we do one more?
You can do one more.
Which one do you want to do? Do you want to look? Why don't you look at the thing? There's how did Ethan propose? Does Annalie plan to drink again? Which I think we can talk about that. I've been sober for 3 years, maybe. I don't want to talk about that right now because I think that'd be a funner conversation, more fun. How to support in labor? That's kind of a loaded question. Do you want to do that next time? Like how, yeah, I mean, like kind of labor from, let's do that next week. That'd be fun.
Okay.
Like labor from your point of view.
Yeah.
Just watching that baby crown. Just
hide behind the curtain while you smash a McDonald's. What was it called?
Oh, yeah. When we had our first baby.
Yeah.
Well, that's
a Big Mac.
That's what's annoying about some, not all the time in the hospital, but if you, you know, sometimes depending on what medications you do, they don't let you eat. But I guess, I guess they never made me stop eating. I think I was just too in the zone.
I just think you're like, who's hungry when they're in labor? Who could possibly be like, ooh, give me a double cheeseburger with your Big Mac, Ethan?
All right.
I think your focus is somewhere else. Maybe if it was like 30 hours of labor, you'd probably get to the point, but like,
I don't know, man. I think you're just so exhausted. I ate a little bit the second time. I had some snacks. We talked about that.
We talked about the pizza.
Peanut butter.
The pizza story.
Oh, right? Yeah.
We're so excited to get pizza.
Let's next week talk about how, like, different things I did to prepare for birth and how you supported me and how maybe you think, like, what felt best for you to support.
Yeah. But we can answer baby number two real quick. I mean, that's a quick and easy one. I think we
how
just,
did wait, what was the question?
How did you know you were ready for baby two? And we just wanted our kids to be somewhat close in age to force them to be best friends.
Which is working out so well for us.
It's getting better, but like
we talked about this a couple weeks ago.
But the reality is like a kid that has a 2 year age gap is gonna have a better chance, at least at different stages of life versus like 5, 6, 8 years, because then there's just nothing in common. So I think that was just our original mindset going into it, and our first kid was fairly easy. And I mean, I don't know really like what just triggered, like, you know, I think one day we were just like, let's just try.
Yeah. I think we were like, let's talk about it when she turns two.
Okay.
And then she turned two and we were like, yeah, like I still felt like I was trying to get not back to my old self, but like feel normal again.
Snap it back.
Oh my God.
What was the movie? It's a movie quote. I can't be in trouble for
it. I need you to give me a full disclaimer sentence right now so I don't have to cut that out.
What's a disclaimer? I'm just joking. It's a total joke.
Do you feel like women have to snap back after birth?
Of course not.
And?
They're beautiful.
Be for real. Be so fucking for real right now. Give me a good sentence, a good statement about why you respect women's bodies and how they change after they become moms, and don't mess it up.
Putting me on the spot. Well, I mean, it's magical first that like you women can have babies, and obviously it's very hard on you and on your body, and most people, you know, it changes their body, but in a good way, right? Like, it's like, what's more magical than like being able to hold your baby and be like, I created this and went through it. And like, you know, it's obviously very hard. I mean, us guys will have no idea how like hard it can be. So you've earned it. You kind of got to look at it like, I look at it like you've earned it. Like if you have a stretch mark or you have something, it's like not a big deal. Like you've earned that. You know,
like it's a badge of honor.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I'm a beautiful goddess.
Yes. Keep going. And I'll just say yes.
No, I know you've never, ever, ever, ever said anything about snapping back or making
It's a movie quote.
What movie quote?
I don't know, but the guy's just like, just this.
Oh, like, just, knocked just, up. Knocked
is
up.
It knocked it's up?
Yes. When she goes,
okay.
When she tells her news job that she's pregnant, they're like, that's fine, but you just gotta snap it. Yes.
Something. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I'm so sorry.
It's yeah. It was just quote. A movie quote. It wasn't my quote. You know, I was 100% supportive of you.
I know. Yes, you are. No. So I think it just started to get easier and we were like, oh, fuck it. Should we have another baby?
Yeah. We always wanted to have two.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I think we were just waiting till I felt a little more normal. And then we decided to go for it. And I do think if our second hadn't been such a struggle in a lot of ways, that we probably would have already been talking about having a third. Don't you think? Like, honestly, like last year, we probably have a third right now.
Yeah. If it just would have, you know, just been as easy as the first. Yeah, probably.
Yeah. And I know you really do have to get going, but I'm just so sensitive about ever comparing our kids. Are you like that? Like even calling them an easy sleeper or like a hard sleeper. Like I don't ever want them to hear me say, oh, she's the tough one and she's the sweet one, or, you know, she's the athletic, like any kind of those comments.
Well, yeah, to their face, but we're going to say it behind their back.
No, but I don't even like saying it out loud. Like I don't even like verbalizing it and putting it into the universe. Have you not, like, anytime you say something, I'm like, yeah, but they're young. Like, we don't know what they're going to be like.
Well, no, it's not like we're knocking our kids. We're just providing the stats. I'm just providing the stats. This kid slept really well. This kid didn't.
No.
I'm not being like, I like this kid more because she slept better, or I don't like this kid as much. I'm just being like, yeah, this kid can jump higher. I mean, that's just a fact.
No, I know. I just never want them to hear or like think that we think one of them's sensitive. One of them's the funny one. One of them's the pretty one. You know, like,
oh, I agree.
Did you see really quick? And then we're getting off.
You're taking advantage of me. If you give a mouse a cookie.
What about talking?
Just the time.
I know. I have to actually get going too, but there. Well, whatever. I won't waste your time with it then.
Good
okay,
episode.
Fine. When I did the Cosmo documentary recently.
Wow.
And I was interviewed by Cosmo, right? To talk about why I decided to stop sharing my kids online, because they'd never been like the front of my content, but yeah, they'd be in pictures or I'd be like holding one of them in a video. And but I stopped maybe a year ago. And there is this one mom in that documentary. I don't even know what her username is, but she made a video about, and I'm not a perfect parent. Okay. I'm not a perfect parent, but she made a video with her two high school girls calling one of them the popular girl and one of them the loser, and like documented in a funny video why this one's the popular one and this one's the weird loser. And she was in the documentary talking about it. And she was like, yeah, like the one I called a loser actually told me it made her uncomfortable and like asked me to take it down. But then I just told her that I would give her all of the money that the video made. And now she's getting $500 and she's not upset about it. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
You can't fix stupid.
No, that's insane. Isn't that crazy?
I mean, to each their own, but that's not fostering a healthy culture. But like, it's going back to like you with your social media and this, like, you got to realize like anything we say or do, yep, or show is always going to be available. And I think about that with our kids, like if they're, you know, when they're 10, 12,
yeah, totally,
15, them seeing something, or they're even worse, like their friends seeing something,
yeah,
and then them getting like ridiculed for it or embarrassed for it. Like it's probably going to happen regardless. It's going to be like, oh my gosh, look what your mom and dad are doing. You know,
I know.
But like to be like talking about them or anything personal with them or like something embarrassing, like, you know, details about like sex and stuff, I feel like would be so embarrassing to them at a later age to have to like listen to their parents talking about that.
Yeah, I have no problem with them hearing us talk about intimacy. Like I think that's just a healthy relationship. Like, yeah, if I'm out here talking about details about what I did to you last night, like, sure, that's probably traumatizing for a 13-year-old friend to have. But that's why I don't share their names anymore. I don't share their pictures. Like, ideally, people aren't putting it together that easily. You know, like their friends and stuff.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for doing that.
Yeah, we gotta keep our baby safe.
Let's wrap up. I gotta go.
I know. Just say thanks.
Thanks.
I'll talk to you next week.
I'll talk to you next week.
I love you. You had so much fun sitting down for an hour.
Right.
This is so just
ride
amazing.
The waves till then, baby. Just ride along the waves.
Oh, see? Now make that into a song and that'll be our outro song. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, you can go. I know you have to leave. Thank you. I love you.
Bye.
Well, thanks for listening. You can follow me at AnnaLee15 on Instagram or AnnaLeeGrace15, I think, on TikTok. Ethan does not have any social media at all, but please like, follow, subscribe. I don't even know what you say for podcasts. I should probably figure it out. If you did enjoy listening to us just BS for an hour, I would absolutely love a review. They really do help in the whole algorithm that is the podcast world that I'm figuring out. And we will see you next week.